What else is there? Oh, then what about the people? You would have thought the people would have had some guts. They would have said, we are the people of God. We're going to rebel against our princes. We're going to turn against our priests. We're going to grab our prophets by the collar of their necks and says, we will protect you. Now, it's very interesting. If you read 1 Kings 18, there's a recurring phrase. And the people were, who can tell me? Silent. The people were silent. Why? They were busy scratching their heads. Whom do we believe? Do we believe our earthly rulers, our princes and kings? Do we believe our priests? We can't find our prophets. So perhaps it's best we don't rock the boat. We'll just acquiesce. We'll just go along with the tide. We'll just follow everyone and hope we don't get into too much trouble and it will all turn out well in the end. So they sat on their hands, they cut off their tongues, they stopped their brains from working, and they sat silently and waited. Now, apostasy had come in and had now gripped the very heart of the nation. And God sent drought, and he sent famine, and he waged destruction. And still nobody would do anything. You know, it's like the words of Jesus. You have ears to hear and you don't hear. You have tongues to speak and you don't speak. You have eyes to see and you don't see. You suffer from spiritual blindness, from spiritual dumbness, from a spiritual inaction. I don't know what to do with you. I honestly don't know, says Jesus, that the people of his day, I don't know what to do with you because nothing I say seems to make any difference. You're like a bunch of sheep. You're just going to meander, grazing on the next bit of nice grass that you find, only to be fattened, ultimately to be killed. So that was what apostasy was all about. And that is why it was regarded as the most serious sin in the Old Testament, and why it occurs again and again in the New Testament, and why Paul speaks of this